The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the news show. It's the 12th of September. Yep, 13 days till Christmas. 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, it's almost the end of 2019. Are you still on Windows 7 saying, Microsoft, Windows 10 ain't for me? Now, Microsoft doesn't really care about your feelings. And we all know the end of support date is currently at January 14th of next year. Meaning Windows is about to say, excuse me, you gotta get over to 10 now. And they're gonna do this by displaying good old messages on your screen. Meaning once you hit the date of January 15th of 2020, you're gonna start seeing things like, your Windows 7 PC is out of support. Your PC is more vulnerable to viruses and malware. And if you think you can turn it off, you can't. From what we're hearing over at Microsoft, any way of trying to go in and, shall we say, customize stuff will result in an automatic upgrade. Now, we all know how much we love our operating systems. We get so accustomed to them, and sometimes it's just hard to move on. But for those of you that hung on to XP for so long until Microsoft finally said no more, don't be expecting the same thing to happen to 7. Did you go and spend $5,000 on that new Apple display? Did you also spend the extra $1,000 to make sure it actually has a stand? Well, whatever you do now with your investment, do not use a regular microfiber cloth on it. In case you didn't look completely all through the box, you got a special cleaning cloth in there, and you should only use that cloth, at least according to Apple. Don't even think about putting a little dab of water on it and using a microfiber cloth. Apple says you should only clean the nano-textured glass with a special dry polishing cloth. That comes with your display. Now, there actually has been a few reports, particularly over there on Reddit, that people said, where's my cloth? I didn't get my cloth. What am I going to do? Well, if you didn't get your cloth, apparently you can go into Apple, and as long as you got proof of purchase and, I don't know, probably a blood type sample. Who knows what else? And apparently they're going to give you one. If you did see your cloth thinking, that's like those ones we give the TV sets. Just throw it out. I got my own cloth. No, you better go retrieve it. The only thing nice hearing about this from Apple is they're actually not going to charge you separately for the cloth. At least not yet. You know, since they charge you separately for everything else. And finally, boy, Facebook. Just when you think we're done with them, or just when you think maybe they're going to straighten some things out, this happens. You know those accounts that usually are not up to any good? You know, they usually get banned, right? That is, unless they bribe their way back in. Yeah, from what we're hearing, at least according to BuzzFeed, a Facebook contractor has actually accepted thousands of U.S. dollars in bribes, particularly from ad agencies, by the way, so that their accounts can be reinstated. How do we know this? Well, apparently Ads Incorporated, they paid a Facebook worker to restore their accounts that had actually been banned for violating Facebook's policies. And apparently, this is just the start of that. We're hearing about even more and more accounts. Now, of course, Facebook rushing to the PR podium. They said this person in question is no longer working with the company. However, though, that's just one person. According to Ads Incorporated, via the BuzzFeed article, it was a lot more than just one person employed at Facebook willing to reactivate those accounts. Meaning, more than likely, there's still probably a few people over there just waiting on that Christmas bonus. Wink, wink. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you want to know what's going on in British Tech land, well, you got to check out our website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. If you need great, reliable web hosting with fantastic customer service, you got to give them a try today. Check them out now at tsohost.com. You can also check us out at Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Promise we've never been banned and we didn't bribe anybody. Give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room and join in today. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way tomorrow for your Friday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.